This year, they're doing a really cool event. They're bringing in a film that won the Israeli Oscar for Best Documentary. It's about a photographer named Rudy Weisenstein, who passed away, and all of his archives that really documented a lot of Israel's history was threatened to be shut down. And his wife Miriam and his grandson Ben sort of came together to save these photo archives. And the film is about that, but it's also about the relationship of these two people. And the movie is called Life in Stills, and they're showing that at 9 o'clock on Saturday night. But before that, they're having a cocktail hour. They're having a Q&A with Ben, the grandson from the film, afterwards. It's a really cool event, and they have a bunch of the photos as well up in a gallery. Those are available for everyone to look at for the next few weeks for free, just up in the JCC sort of opening area.
Not everybody knows where the JCC is.
Yeah,
it's near the University of Utah campus, just down the hill from the hospital.
That's right, sort of tucked up northeast of campus there.
What else is going on this week?
On Monday, we have one of my guilty pleasures 80s cheesy metal bands playing Faster Pussycat. People might remember them. They opened
from high culture to
the lowest of the low culture, a Monday night bar show from an 80s glam metal band. But Faster Pussycat were one of my favorites in high school. They're coming around and playing the Royal, a new venue in the middle of the Salt Lake Valley. On Wednesday, the November 13th, Jessie Ware, a new British pop singer-songwriter, she's playing it in the venue. And then on Thursday, November 14th, teenage girls will abound all over Salt Lake City. Selena Gomez headlining at Energy Solutions Arena.